MaxZone.com.
The views expressed on MaxWorld are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of its management, its trash man, the electric guy, the person who fills the vending machines, the guy who fixes our van, the kid who cuts our grass, the woman who brings us cookies, the guy who worked for food on the corner, or any other person of sound mind. Should you be offended, please call Mac. After all, it is MaxWorld.
Starring Rooster McRoberts.
Everybody, everybody, let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
You can reach Mac right now at MaxWorldLive.com.
MaxWorldLive.com.
Places, please. Quiet down. And here we go.
This is Max World.
Max World. Max World.
All right. Good morning. We are live in MaxWorldLive.com and on TalkZone.com this wonderful Friday morning as we get ready to go to Memorial Weekend. And what a great weekend this is going to be. No matter where you live in this country, it is a weekend in which we want to memorialize and remember those that have gone before us, whether it be grandparents or children or parents. And obviously we want to honor the veterans that gave their life so simply to protect this country. And that's what Memorial Day is all about. If you do happen to live in central Iowa and you drive by my house, I will have 12 flags flying down the side of my house on Woodlands Parkway. Those 12 flags came from the healing fields that we did a couple of years ago, and each one of those flags will have a yellow ribbon on it, and each one of those yellow ribbons will have the name of someone who died in 9/11. And we had those flags all at the Homestead Insurance Company a few years ago, and I bought 12 of them. And if you drive down Woodlands Parkway in Clive, Iowa this weekend, you'll see those 12 flags. And I hope that when you drive by them and you see them, you remember whose lives those represent, as those brave people also gave up their lives, unknowingly gave up their lives for this country in the worst attack we've had since Pearl Harbor. It's MaxWorldLive.com. I'm J. Michael McCoy, or Mac, and my partner, Mr. Rooster, is here. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine this morning. Thank you very much. How about yourself? Obviously, you seem like you're doing pretty well.
Thank you. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. We do have a wonderful guest on the line, and his name is Dave Armstrong.
That's correct.
And why don't we bring Dave on? You go ahead, Rooster.
Hey, Dave, are you there?
Yes, Rooster. Good morning, and good morning, Mac.
Good morning to you guys. I tell you what, Dave, I was excited about having you on, and so was Mac this morning. I was reading a little bit about you. I'm from the South, David, so I love storytellers, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's the way that I was raised. But you have a company called Armstrong International, correct?
That's correct. It's a family business, 109 years old.
109 years old. David, I'm having a hard time hearing you for some reason.
Let
me see if we can get some.
Can hear.
Are you having a hard time too, David?
A little bit.
Okay, we're coming up a little bit here. Hold on just a second. We're getting the engineers to do a little bit of work. Let's do a quick test here. Can you hear me again, David?
Yeah, I don't know if it improved any. How's my voice?
Your voice is much better. Thank you.
Okay, I'm speaking about as loud as I can, so we'll do it.
I'm doing the same thing. Okay, let's get started, David. While the technical geeks work on this stuff, Dave, which is something that I don't know, a 109-year-old company is Armstrong International. Before we get into our conversation about Ms. Pelosi, tell me a little bit about Armstrong International. What is that company?
Well, Armstrong International, as I said, family-held business. We are manufacturing people, which you don't hear about too much anymore, anywhere from steam to humidification, to hot water, to electronics, putting boards together, contract manufacturing. We're actually an industry manufacturer. As I said, we're around the world, have been for over 40 years. We have plants in different countries. But we still primarily make most of our product here in the States. Proud of it.
Yes.
And we have a lot of core values. I think we're successful for lots of reasons. My son just started as the fifth generation. And then I do storytelling, as you said, as my way of communicating to all the employees around the world.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, the subject that we want to talk about is Ms. Pelosi here, and the best way for me to put it, coming from down south, is open mouth, insert foot, is basically what she's done for this last week, and it's been in the news all week as far as that goes. Tell me, what's your take on her? I mean, I've got a few questions, but I mean, one of the things that I read that you made a statement is the way this is playing out speaks for itself. All you have to do is observe her during her press conferences. She's not doing herself any favors by continuing to speak. Talk to me. Tell me, what's your spin on Ms. Pelosi these days?
Well, again, I can only go by what everybody else reads and hears. I'm not there firsthand, but with that understanding, because I always like to make sure I work with accurate data,
right,
there are certain observations, folks, that we can make when we watch people, where their eyes go, how they shuffle through paper trying to find exactly what they said before. I mean, I have to do this in my own business to make sure that when I talk to, you know, certain individuals or people, that I'm getting the whole story, the truth, and you learn to read between things. I think, and sir, both feet, my goodness.
Right.
I think there's just certain fundamental things that don't smell right to me here. When you're in a position of power that she is, as the House leader, and you've been around, even though you may not have been at that time, but you've been around long enough, you had to know what was going on back in 2003 and so forth. There's no way in that position of power she would not have heard something. And
right,
if by chance she says, I was not given all the details, someone else was, that's still her responsibility as a leader, just as it is mine and my company. Something as important as that, national security, how we're gathering information, she should have been all over that. So that was the first red flag, folks, that went up and going, well, wait a minute, there's no way. Number two, you're listening to her at a press conference, and she's double-talking, she's contradicting herself, then she tries to use certain words to get herself out of the situation. And when you have to go back and find what you said, and you're shuffling through the paper, that's because you can't remember what you said. I'm going to say either exaggeration or lied about what she really knew.
And I think a lie, David, personally. That's my take on it, brother.
I try and give a benefit of the doubt, but I got to be honest with you. I probably agree with you. And then the third thing, the worst thing, the next worst thing that she could have done is to sit and start putting blame, passing the blame back to the CIA and so forth. I mean, I'm sorry. you don't do that.
Passing the buck doesn't work here. You got to take some responsibility. And the CIA in particular, I mean, I got to believe these guys are inundating individuals in a high position like hers with information. I understand there's, you know, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist here, Dave, but would you agree with me? There had to be a memo. How's that?
There was more than a memo. As a matter of fact, I think there's even documents from what I've read going back then where they had several accounts. What was it? They had a chart that noted discussion of waterboarding and 13 briefings from February 2003 to March 2009 that Democrats and Republicans were both, you know, part of. I mean, there's no way she didn't know what was going on.
That's my thought. And here's the thing. Would you agree with me on this, that an individual like herself and others, you know, that are out there, it's all about convenience, okay? I'm on board today while it benefits me. I'm off the boat and on the dock tomorrow, you know, when it's not going to benefit me, okay? Do you see that? I mean, that's what I've seen out of her since she's been in her position.
Is that what we call a politician?
Yeah. That's exactly what you call a politician.
Go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Now, well, I continue to use Joan Rivers' little saying when she was on Celebrity Apprentice that whenever Pelosi ends up needing a facelift, she's going to need two surgeons to do her facelift.
Jeez. And her death.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, first of all, let me ask you this question, okay? Waterboarding, as an American, okay, we're talking about Pelosi denying that she knew anything about it, but waterboarding itself and doing these kind of things, what's your position? I mean, do you feel that that was appropriate behavior from our folks?
Well, the first thing, I mean, you know, everybody's going to have their point of view on this. The first thing you got to do, though, is you got to put yourself back into that time frame. We had just, you know, been attacked, massive losses. This country had not seen an attack like that. Folks, go back and remember what it felt like that day. Remember the fear of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
I travel a lot. I started watching everybody in the airports. It took me 6 to 9 months to basically feel safe once again. Americans have never been in a situation where a lot of countries are in today where they didn't feel safe. You know, they never know what's going to happen. We've always been really pretty secured here. I give a lot of credit to our government for that.
Yes.
Now, If you can remember, if you can really remember that day, and if you happen to be a traveler like me or whatever, and you were looking over your shoulder time, we were all paranoid and scared. There is just about any action you can take to give us that freedom that we're so proud of, the freedom to walk on the streets and feel safe and not feel about terrible. All right, I would probably do just not everything. I don't think the means justify the end, but I mean, there are certain things that I would do. Now, is this torture? Mm. Well, it's everybody's got a different definition.
Yep.
My definition would be a little bit more severe than simulating a drowning. Now, is that very traumatic? Yes, but are you taking fingers off or limbs?
Not pulling the fingernails off with a pair of pliers, are we? You're not doing bamboo shoots up underneath there, are we?
Not that I understand. To me, you're simulating a drowning.
Yep.
And to me, that might, now that's a scary thing. I've never been in that situation, but you're not causing permanent damage to the body. Now, someone else could be able, what are you doing mentally, Coleman? And someone could say that's torture. Well, folks, we had to get this information. It was a time of war. We did not start it. It was aggression on their part, as far as I'm concerned. And so, yeah, to me, I mean, this is my take on it. I don't think it was that bad, and I think we knew about it. We took corrective action to get information that we had to have to protect our citizens, which is the responsibility of the government. It's one of the few things in the Constitution of the United States that the government should actually be doing. One is protect the lands. Postal Service is one. Create land for education. And the fourth one was public road systems. The government wasn't supposed to be doing a whole lot of other stuff.
Right. That's David, that's exactly. See, and I have to sit here. You know, my family has several generations that were in the military, served from Vietnam all the way back to, I think we can even find some that were in the Civil War as far as that goes. But, you know, I have to sit here as an individual that goes to work every day, goes home, has family, has kids, has grandchildren. And you know what? I probably are going to take a little harder line on this. I really don't care what you do to somebody that their only objective is to find my kids and find me, slit my throat, and go, you know what, I'm going to get my 70 virgins when I die. You know,
right.
I don't care. I think that type of, I don't even call that torture, really, but that type of method or methodology to get information out of somebody is, in my opinion, acceptable. Frankly, If I knew that I could put a bamboo shoot up somebody's finger and could have stopped the 9/11, I got to believe in my heart that I would have been right there cheering them on as a cheerleader. I'm sorry. I know that sounds rough, Dave, but, you know, I think I'd feel exactly that way, to tell you the truth.
The difference between maybe you and me and a few others, we're willing to say it. Most people think it, but they're afraid if they say it, how will people perceive me? And that's the problem we have here in this country. People, who are we as Americans? What do we stand for? Do we stand for capitalism or socialism? Do we stand for being honest and having our leaders honest or not? I mean, do we believe in holding people accountable for their mistakes, or do we bail everybody out? Do we believe in big government or small government? High taxes, low tax? We have forgotten what we believe, and the problem is people won't stand up and speak and say something.
David.
One attacked.
David, you're right on target. I mean, and that's in this show every week. I mean, it gets down to that. When are individuals going to have the guts to stand up and say, you know, enough is enough? And I mean, you just a whole litmus list of things right there that are so important. And here we have again, going back to Ms. Pelosi again, going back to the waterboarding issue, and she, you know, and the reason I use the term lie, and you know what, I don't care if somebody thinks I'm a conspiracy theorist, I don't care if somebody likes the way that I say things, but she wants to, you know, prosecute the officials from the previous administration for doing the EITs, the torture. Then she's finding herself in a position of having endorsed the acts that she, and she was complicit in doing it, for crying out loud. I mean, we can't stand for this. This is politics. Frankly, this is politics as usual, and we can't stand for that, I don't think. What do we do? What can we do, David? Tell me, what can we do?
Well, it's hypocrisy on steroids. I mean.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Give me a break. Well, I think that's one of the biggest problems. Even I have that fear. I get the opportunity to talk on know, whether it's, you know, radio stations or television or whatever, I get some opportunities because of my title, position, so forth. Even I feel somewhat helpless. What am I going to do trying to protect my business and myself and my family? I think that's a big fear most people have. I'm one vote. I can't make a difference. Why put myself in harm's way?
Yep.
Well, let's remember, someone can make a coin, a phrase, a Michigan Tea Party, which was done a while ago, and next thing you know, it's across the country. We have tea bags and we have brewing kits and we have thousands of people showing up at these, you know, tea parties. That gets attention. Media gets attention. People have to believe they can make a difference before they'll stand up. And I understand that most people say, I can't make a difference, I'm going to stay out of it. But that's not what this country is built on. And we really do need to say something. And I think it stems from the top. I mean, President Obama has created his own mess. And I mean, I understand leadership. I grew up in it my whole life. I've been doing it for 30-plus years. I watched my father do it. I understand leadership. There's fundamental things, whether it's Nancy or Obama or whoever, that they break fundamental core rules in leadership. And one is consistency,
right?
Which she did not do.
Obviously.
One is honesty.
Obviously, there's a breakdown there for her, isn't there?
I think so. One is, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong. I've done it in my own company. There's nothing wrong with saying, I made a mistake. I knew about it. I should have said something. But she couldn't because of the political atmosphere she's in and because of what she was pointing and attacking there. She got so aggressive. She was the loudest voice out there speaking against the Bush administration.
Well,
absolutely. Now she's trapped.
Absolutely.
So now she's protecting herself, and really what she should be doing is protecting the country and protecting the government that employs her and the people instead of looking out for herself. And that's the problem with a lot of these politicians. I know a lot of them are really good, and they're committing their life, and they're putting up with stuff that I would never want to do.
Right.
But there's a lot of them out there that, boy.
I cannot see myself being a politician. I mean, and there's a lot of reasons for that.
Right.
But, you know, I've oftentimes said on our show that, you know, I've seen good individuals, men and women, that step into that arena, and they had great intentions, but once they walked into that arena, it's like this big black hole that they fell in, that as we do politics as usual, and they change. I mean, it's like almost overnight, probably not that quick, but it's like they change. Because I think they find out that the agenda is different than what they thought it was when they got in there. The agenda is, you know, self-preservation, okay, I think is number one. And then your own personal private agenda is the second item on the list. But here we go. We have the tea parties. You bring that up. Again, I think from a media standpoint, this is the best way to get the word out and hopefully fix some of this stuff. But the media is liberal in itself. Correct?
Not all media, but most of it.
Most of it is.
Yeah, there is some that is not. And absolutely everything you're saying. I mean, well, and as you said, you like a good story. Did you hear the story? Do you remember reading the story about Robin Hood and his merry men and women?
Hey, David, I'm going to tell you what. I want you to tell that story. Hang tight. We got to go to a break. Chicago's telling me we have to go to a break.
All right.
We're going to take a break. Folks, we have David Armstrong, Armstrong International. We're talking about Ms. Pelosi and inserting her foot in her mouth. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Maxworld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
God, family, and America. And in that order. Yep, that's about right. Rooster is pretty old-fashioned when it comes to those things. God-fearing, with lots of questions about religion. He loves his family, his wife, two daughters, and three grandkids. Hopefully more to come, says Rooster. And truly an American patriot. A gun-toting, Harley-riding, take-no-crap-from-anybody kind of guy that's a teddy bear deep inside. Rooster was born in Nashville, Tennessee. His mom and his pop come from the coal mining towns of southern Indiana and eastern Kentucky, where hard work, honesty, and respect, and the law, that's what shows what a man really is. When Rooster and Mac are on the airwaves, don't worry. You'll always know where Rooster stands on any issue. Unlike that wishy-washy, latte-drinking, tree-hugging, sell-your-country-down-the-river liberals that he can't stand. So when you want to hear a real American, make sure you listen every single day to Max World Live starring Rooster McRoberts. And by the way, if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it. Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem."
"That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired."
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
Make us a favorite button on your browser.
If you click it, you'll go to that page.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet.
23 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Good morning, Friday before Memorial Weekend. And I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm fired up about Memorial Weekend. Memorial Weekend means three things to me. Number one, it means I remember the people who died for this country before me. I'm a patriot. I will admit to you. I was in the military. It means everything to me when this day and Veterans Day comes around and we think about those soldiers, those men and women who have given their lives for this country so you and I can stand here on this radio station, on the Internet, no matter where you're listening. We can say whatever we want. We can call the president an idiot.
And he is.
We can call the Speaker of the House a fool and a liar.
She is.
And nothing happens to us because those people died for us before. Number two, I'm a little soft on this. I remember the grandmother I loved. I had a grandmother who was very important to me, and she passed away, and so this day is for her. Also, and now you're going to see what a real dork I am, I'm an Indy 500 freak. My grandfather raced in the Indianapolis 500 for many years back in the old days.
He raced?
He raced.
Right? See, where I'm from, hold on a second, where I'm from, we started that.
Started what?
The Indianapolis 500.
You're not from Indianapolis.
No. You don't even know the history of car racing, do you?
Well, sure I do. It comes from moonshining.
And where am I from?
Okay, you're from... All right, I understand what you're saying. You're a hillbilly.
Thank you.
But so Sunday is my Super Bowl. And my family, I love my family so much, and I love spending time with them. But they know on Sunday, you stay 5 feet away from Dad. Because Dad's going to be pacing and walking, and I'm just a freak on Indianapolis 500 day. That'll be one day that this crackberry is off.
Unbelievable.
And I watch it alone. I don't go with a bunch of people.
Do you have issues?
I do. I have terrible issues.
Freaking issues.
Somebody who doesn't have issues and who's got a real clear view of this country is a gentleman by the name of David Armstrong. Let's put his picture up on the internet for you. By the way, you may be listening to us on TalkZone.com, and we really thank you for listening there. But you can also have a visual aspect of our radio program at MaxWorldLive.com. Go right there to the front, and you should be able to see what we're doing here in HD, by the way. And I've got a picture of Mr. Armstrong up. Happy Memorial Weekend, David. How are you?
I'm doing good, and happy Memorial Weekend to all your listeners.
Thanks. Hey, David, you were starting the story for us. Go ahead and continue that, and then we'll get a couple more questions thrown in here.
Great. All right, so again, if you remember the story of Robin Hood and his merry men and women in Washington, D.C., that's right. I'm talking about President Obama being Robin Hood. Now, the difference between the two characters is Robin Hood took money from the rich and gave it to the poor, and you could say that's a noble thing. But Obama's taken money from the rich and even middle class, to be honest, and giving it to people that screwed up. There's a difference there, folks. And then if you want to get real honest about it, he then appoints a sheriff, Geithner.
Tax cheat.
And he's changing the tax laws, and they're changing the rules, and they're going to do this. I mean, my goodness, folks, that's fairy tale, that story. It's becoming real life. And I am still proud to be an American, and but at the same time, I'm not as proud as I once was. Uh-huh. And I love the way you came back, God first, family, and so forth. In our company, we put down in our brochure and on our culture card, God comes first, family comes second, job comes third, and we live that in practice to the point that we even gave God a job in our company, and we even gave him an office, which was a church.
There you go. There you go. That's awesome. I mean, that is absolutely awesome. And obviously, my friend, your family knows what they're doing. 109-year-old company across the world. I mean, that's absolutely phenomenal. David, let's ask a question. Should we dump Pelosi? Should we throw her out? What's your take on that?
Absolutely.
Toss her out.
I mean, they have to, if nothing else, to keep credibility and to go on. But she's a leader that I would hope most of the American people, her own party, have got to be having trouble with. She has an incredible amount of power. And let's remember another thing here. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And right now, we have a little bit of that problem within our government. They control everything, and you can see what they're doing. And folks, I see stuff that maybe you don't see yet in the business world, whether it's going to be foreign taxes or whatever. There are some serious issues coming up here, and we have to have checks and balances. I always go back to our forefathers from the Constitution. They actually gave the states more power than the federal government. They understood absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we have some serious issues here we have to be careful of. And Nancy has stepped the line. She's crossed it. And she needs to be held accountable. But here's the problem. The leader of this country probably will not hold her accountable, and I doubt if her party will, because they have already not done so in the past.
Right.
And to repeat what they do. And once you know your leader, your top dog, won't enforce it, you got anarchy. I mean, you got people doing stuff they shouldn't be doing. And that's one of, I mean, Obama's got a lot of charisma and a lot of, he's got a lot of passion, and he wants to make things, and I give him credit for that. I'll give him credit for that.
Hitler had that too, by the way, but okay.
I'm not going to make that comparison, but I understand what you're saying. But at the same time, you've got to be consistent, and you have to have ethical core values that you stand for and you insist your people around you. And he's learned one thing from the business world. When there's a major problem, the CEO stands up and says, I take responsibility for this, just like actors and movie stars. And when they don't, they get trash.
Right.
But you can only do that so many times, and he's doing it too many times because he's putting incompetent people in the cabinet around him.
Agreed.
Our guest is David Armstrong, and he is a... are you a political activist? Would that be an incorrect term to use for you?
Yes.
All right.
I've had enough. I'm speaking up. I have a vehicle to have people like you invite me on your show through my book, which we've talked, Hanging by a Thread, and that subtitle, The Erosion of the Golden Rule in America. So people are asking me to speak because... Yeah, I believe in doing to others as you would have them do unto you.
Now, when it comes to the terrorist issue and this big mess that's going on right now, and supposedly that we that we waterboarded, or I know we did. According to Dick Cheney, we waterboarded three people,
yep,
three terrorists, and one we did 183 times, one we did 77 times, and then another guy once. So, and they call that, what do they call that? They call that, help me with the word.
I don't know. What are you?
Torture.
Torture. Oh, gee whiz. All right, yeah, torture.
Has torture become a political volleyball for the two sides to argue in semantics?
I think so. I think maybe that is a... I'm not sure, not getting off topic. I'd like to go back to my leadership again, not confessing and telling I knew about and supporting the CIA. But is it really torture? If somebody went through that so-called torture 183 times, I don't think it's working. So I guarantee you, if you do something more severe, which some places do, like cut off a limb, I think you're going to be, you're not going to do it 183 times for obvious reasons, but you're also, I think you're going to know this is pretty painful. I got to do something. I wonder how bad that torture was if someone can withstand it 183 times.
Yeah, really. That's a really good point, David. Yeah, 183 times. Obviously, the guy had it down pat. It was okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we will continue to discuss what's going on with Ms. Pelosi and the demise of our government as we see it now. Our guest is David Armstrong, and he wrote a book called Hanging by a Thread, The Erosion of the Golden Rule in America. We'll continue that conversation with him. I'm J. Michael McCoy, starring Rooster McRoberts. This is Max World at MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Grandpa is amazing. At least that's what Sydney, my 5-year-old granddaughter, says. Yeah, and I taught her to say that. You know, I'm passionate, and I love being a dad to my 4 kids and a grandpa to my 3 kids and a husband to my wife. My wife always says it takes 20 years to train a good husband. Thank heavens my wife is a patient woman. I'm passionate about my relationships and believe each one begins with a conversation. In Max World, I explore people and their passions. When you first meet me, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you passionate about? And then the relationship begins. I have other passions, including my marriage to my wife, my children, my relationship with my Father God. I'm kind of religious, and great talk radio. So whether it be politics, relationships, sex, or religion, no subject is taboo. And Rooster makes it all the more interesting with his down-home Southern opinions and attitude. So welcome to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And as I always say, thanks for listening. I love my job, but I couldn't do it without you here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Having your morning caffeine and surfing the web?
No, proofing my sign designs from Fast Signs.
You design signs too?
Fast Signs does. I send them my ideas and logos. They deliver innovative sign solutions, and they make me look good. They do all our banners, menu boards, and vehicle wraps.
Okay, but doesn't Fast Signs have to come to the office to discuss sketches and present proofs?
Fast Signs technology has made sign buying so simple, I can oversee the whole process online at fastsigns.com.
Let me see that.
Look, everything's right here, and it will be shipped to all of our locations. I review and either suggest changes or approve, and then Fast Signs has our order on its way.
It does sound simple.
It is.
Latte, ready for Jeff.
There's your latte.
Go to fastsigns.com to find the location nearest you.
We can make it perfect. We're Aquafusion of Iowa, the authorized dealer for the General Electric Pro Elite water system. Unlike some water systems, the GE Pro Elite provides 100% conditioned and refined water 100% of the time that you're using it. And how? With an advanced monitoring system that checks your water 24 hours a day and automatically adapts to the changing water conditions. And value? Because refined water saves you real money, like up to 60% on detergent and soap costs, and it prolongs the life of your appliances from water heaters to dishwashers, and because you'll never have to buy bottled water ever again, our GE Pro Elite water system actually pays for itself. So let's talk about your water needs and what we can do about it. We're Aquafusion of Iowa. Look us up by typing in Aquafusion of Iowa in a Google search. That's Aquafusion with a Z. Local, trusted, and ready to work today. We can make your water perfect every day. Aquafusion of Iowa.
Hey, it's Doug, the Max World Live Tech Angel. If you feel invisible online, don't have your cousin Marty build you a website, and don't run out and drop $10K on graphic design. What you need is what we deliver, and that's online findability. If you're that company, you know, the one overwhelmed by technology, stop. You have some catching up to do. Create WOW Media provides the platform for you to become findable where everyone is looking. Find us today at createwowmedia.com.
Non-stop talk radio, streaming 24 hours a day.
Whoa, what am I hearing?
This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
I look good. I mean, really good.
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT.
Hey, everyone, come and see how good I look.
Oh, good grief.
MaxWorldLive.com.
25 before the top of the hour here live in MaxWorldLive.com. Our guest is David Armstrong. Going to get to David here in just a second. It's so odd to have a promo playing on my radio program that talks about how good we look, because radio has never been a visual product until now with the Internet.
That's exactly right. And, of course, when you started in radio,
1909.
Yes, pretty close to
Marconi
that.
Marconi was a good friend of mine, was, by
I'm,
the way.
I'm sure you guys had coffee.
Mark and Mac, we hung out.
Had tea together, I'm certain. And, you know, back in those days, to qualify for the job, you had to have somebody look at you, okay? And they looked at you, Mac, and said, a face for radio.
Absolutely.
Can't put him anywhere else. Don't take any pictures of the man.
All right. Me,
on the other hand.
You're not exactly a vision of beauty.
I think I'm very good looking, thank you very much. And most of the women out there feel the same way.
They're blind.
No, they're not.
At MaxWorldLive.com, we do have a visual component to our radio program in HD, and you can always tune in to see what we're talking about. And not looking at us that's important, but right now we're looking at a picture of David Armstrong. He's our guest on the phone today, and David has written an incredible book called Hanging by a Thread, The Erosion of the Golden Rule in America. Tell me a little bit about that book, David.
Well, again, I believe in America, and I believe we should be a major manufacturing source again, and we're not only about 14% of the companies actually make something in the good old USA. And so I wanted to share some of the secrets that Armstrong International has known for 109 years. We were still having a great year this year until last month. Now, why is that? And I'll tell you, folks, it's because we make our people the heroes of the company. We encourage our people to treat each other the golden rule. Treat others as you would want to be treated. And what we do is I very strongly promote a culture and ethic within our company. If you lie, I will fire you. If you steal, I will fire you. No question. I don't care how good you are or what you did. I got rid of a top director of my European operations for breaking a core value, and he had me over 20% growth. Now, President Obama would have said, just like he did with Tim Geithner, I know he made a mistake. He didn't pay his taxes. He's made restitution, da, da, da. But because he's so good, I'm going to keep him in there. At Armstrong International, that would not happen. Now, we're not perfect as a company, but our people know. And so what they do is they find things to make us better and stronger. They help one another. And I can give you a quick example of another story. One of you really like a story, as I recall.
Yes, I do.
Or both? Okay. And in our company, we have big manufacturing machines. I have a $500,000 machine sitting here. And I walk out to give a guy a story, Tom Stokes, who works on it. And as I walk up to him, he interrupts me and says, David, I got a problem here. What's the problem? He points to his machine. He said, well, the machine keeps faulting out because the door won't stay shut, and therefore it's a safety problem. I'll get my hand in the machine. So I said, well, did you call maintenance? He goes, yeah, but it's going to be a week. I said, well, so, all right. He says, well, here's what I did. And he pulls a penny out of his pocket, and he wedges it up into the door to make the door real tight. The machine keeps running. He says, I fixed the machine for now. Now, folks, this is a person in the shop without a college education.
Right.
Nobody in management told him to do this. And he kept a $500,000 machine running for the cost of a penny and satisfying our customers. That's why Armstrong International is successful. But why did that? The real question is, why did that guy feel empowered to do that? Because we as a family, me as a CEO, believe in the people. And I encourage them to take initiative and manage themselves and be held accountable.
Right.
Government should not be telling people what to do. The people know what to do. You all balance your budgets at home and everything else. You know what to do. They are not there to bail us out. They're there to protect the land.
But David,
that's the problem.
David, you're right in theory. And you're preaching to the choir to, what, 70% of America. But there are those lazy, entitled people who take no responsibility for their actions. Those were the people that got Obama elected because they screamed, I want my rent paid, I want my car payment paid, I want my 401k back, and Obama can do it for me. Those are the people that are holding us back. The squeaky wheel gets the oil, and the squeaky wheel in this country is, I can't do it by myself, I need my government to help.
Well, and you know, that's nothing new. It's a known fact. If you go back through history, folks, and you look for 4,000 years, and I like to give people hope, and this is going to be kind of the every 250 years, like clockwork, in 4,000 years, go look at it, the superpower of the world has changed hands. And the reason for that, which is pretty much documented, comes down to three fundamental things, and one of them is the taxes become so high that people can't afford their homes and stuff. Another thing that becomes popular, and see if this sounds familiar to you, then the government has to borrow money from a foreign country.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then the third thing that happens...
Chinese food, anyone?
Yeah, there you go. And in the past, what happened was that country would take over the other country because they couldn't pay their debt, and there'd be a change of power. A third thing was your sports figures and movie stars, anybody who was in plays or the Coliseum or whatever, they become the highest paid people in the land. Sound familiar?
Rome.
And before you know it, you've lost your country. Now, the other problem here is, and this is that's just history, folks, and it repeats itself. Now, you can always change history you can change the future. We could adapt to this and learn from our history. But another problem is what has happened is people realize, I want the public treasury to give me things, like you just said. Give me my money back, take care of me here, give me free health care, do this, do that. The second thing the people of the land figure out is, I'm going to elect officials that will give it to me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right?
Right. You're right, David.
And then finally what happens, folks, is democracy will end because of poor fiscal responsibility and accountability, which then leads to dictatorship, socialism, or communism. And
all right.
I hate to scare people, but, boy, we got to stop this stuff.
Hold on, Mac. I'm going to ask David a quick question here. David, if we're hitting that 250-year cycle, this is the first thing that comes into my mind. I'm terrified, okay? I really am. I've been terrified before we got on the show here. There's things that are happening that just absolutely terrify me in this great country. Who's the next superpower then? Where do we move to, David?
Baloney. We don't move anywhere. We stop the crap going on in America.
I understand.
We break the cycle.
I understand. I just want to ask David what he would say. I mean, if it doesn't happen here, where are we going? Who's it going to be?
I could give an educated guess and say China or India. Probably China. But, you know, quite frankly, I'm a proactive. I want to fix the problem. Now, as a leader, I think leaders should do one thing, give hope to the people. I always try and give hope to our people. President Obama should be giving hope to the people. Nancy should be giving hope to the people. Here's something you don't hear about. The stimulus package, it had to be rammed down everybody's throat. And I don't know if you remember when Obama sat up there and pointed his finger at all the crooked CEOs and mortgage companies and banks, and then they go ahead and pass the stimulus package without reading it.
Right.
And what was the purpose of that? Because we have to stimulate this economy, which is bad thinking, but fine. And then what happens? We aren't spending the money, folks. If someone comes to me and asks for money in my company, and then I watch the machine sit on the dock and not get installed, I'm not too happy. You had to have it, and then you don't implement it. So we haven't used a lot of the money. So that's not. Now, here's the good news to it. This stimulus package goes out to 2010, 2011. Just as a business can run, we make one decision today, and if tomorrow we realize it's not working, we don't spend the money. We pull it back. We don't buy that factory or that machine.
Right.
There's the hope, folks. If we scream loud enough, I believe they could go back and pull out all the stuff they're going to spend in 2010-11 and drop this $1.2 trillion debt back down.
$2 trillion that my grandkids are going to be paying for if we keep going this way. David, we appreciate this. We've got to go to break. We've been talking to David Armstrong, Armstrong International, and the name of the book again there, Mac, is?
The name of the book is Hanging by a Thread, The Erosion of the Golden Rule in America.
Okay.
We're coming back. David Armstrong's our guest, and we're live in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
You know, every once in a while, a radio show comes along that offers both information and entertainment. A daily radio show that one moment makes you jump up and down and yell, "Finally!" Someone who loves America as much as I do. And sometimes makes you want to throw your cell phone at the radio and yell, "Shut the up!" Well, congratulations. You just found your next best friend on the air. Maxwell, starring Rooster McRoberts, a sensible, fine, upstanding American like Mac, and a hillbilly redneck like Rooster. Honestly, how do these boys do this show without killing each other? Oh, heavens. Is this the future of radio? Yep, and it's all here live for you at Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Great googly moogly.
Now, I'll warn you, listening to Max World Live may cause you to yell, scream, and throw objects at your radio. Ah! But have some fun doing it. And thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, Broad Doctor 911. There's an epidemic and it's on the run. Call the fashion police. It's a style emergency. She shouldn't have tried to squeeze that D-cup into a B. So if things are going south at the speed of gravity, or your cup runneth over face reality, here's the right prescription for every woman. Call Broad Doctor 911.
Essential bodywear bras are engineered to lift the breast tissue an average of 2 to 6 inches, yet priced similar to quality department stores. The Bra Doctor 911 team of certified bra fitters draw a crowd in spas, expos, health and fitness centers, as well as doctor's offices, and also make house calls to homes and businesses. A new twist to the dreaded bra shopping. To host a Perk Me Up event, go to BraDoctor911.com. Positions open in Iowa.
Independent essential bodywear representatives.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio. But I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy, Mac at McCoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.
Hello there.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
MaxWorldLive.com. 12 before the top of the hour, MaxWorldLive.com. Welcome Memorial Weekend. Never needed a weekend like I need this one. I hope you're feeling the same way. It's going to be a great weekend to just play with my kids and play with my grandkids and just feel like a happy, proud American. I think it's time for that kind of weekend. Given the economy and everything that's going on. And our guest today, David Armstrong, has got some great things that's going on in his company. And he also speaks very highly of this country and that you need to, we need to buck it up. We need to basically say, hey, it's time for us as Americans to stop not being responsible for our actions and try to do something to improve this great country. David, you've talked about some of the things that you do in your country by holding people responsible, and you also hold them accountable, and you also empower them. Do you have to hire a certain type of person to do that so you can trust that they'll follow through on that?
From an accountability point of view, I'm going to say the majority of people will be accountable if they know that's what's expected of them. A lot of companies won't allow people to make their own travel arrangements and I go, well, that's interesting because at home they make their vacation plans, or they won't allow them to spend capital without a lot of approvals. That's interesting because they buy roofs and they buy cars, which are capital purchases, and they do pretty good. Or they won't let them manage their own time. That's funny. They seem to manage their time at home. People really pretty primarily practice most of what is required in the business environment. The problem is the business environment in a lot of companies today will not empower the people, and that's they get focused on making a buck And that's not the answer, folks. And the same is true in the government. They've got to empower the people. The people have got to be accountable for their own actions. And if you make a mistake, you should be held accountable. When I bought my first house, 20% down. I didn't get it at 0% down. That's just bad business, and that's just bad thinking. You can't afford it. Now, what they promoted was a great thing in theory, affordable housing for everybody. Folks, who wouldn't want that? Mom and apple pie. I mean, who wouldn't want that? But in reality, that is not everybody can own a house. And it sounds terrible to say that, unless you want to go to a communist country.
Right. And that's not where we are, and that's not where we want to be. Bottom line is if you qualify, buy it. I think probably a positive is with this current economic condition is that we maybe are going, could we be going back to the old-fashioned way of doing things? David, I had to put 20% down on my house, too. You know, I think that might be a good thing to go back and get some control on this stuff.
Well, I agree. Now, what they're doing with the credit cards right now and all the other things, and I mean, that just gets a little bit scary. I mean, we may be going back to whether it be debit cards or cash. My grandfather said, if you can't pay for it out of cash out of your pocket, don't buy it. And he didn't have hardly any money at all. That was on my mother's side. And I learned a great deal from that man. He lived a tough life and worked hard, but he didn't buy something so he could pay cash for it.
Right.
But David, that's not... I like the theory, but that's not reasonable in the 21st century.
I know you take it a little bit over. I mean, you don't do some things you can't afford, though. You know, leasing cars, that's to get into a more expensive car than you can afford. Buy what you can afford. Buy a house you can afford. And here's the real problem, the greed factor. And this is what gets people in trouble, and this is biblical, and it's in the Bible. People get in trouble. One of the reasons was because they get greedy. People that were buying 2-3 homes, speculating the market was going to go, were trying to do what? Make a quick buck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm in the real estate market, and I've got clients in Phoenix, Arizona right now. And these people are doing fine. Their retirement has been affected a little bit, but not tragically. But they're getting rid of and this is going to sound terrible, but they're getting rid of their third home. They had three homes. They're getting rid of it. Not because they can't afford it. It's because they need to save that cash and make sure it's available to them as these times get a little difficult.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, any business will tell you one of the four reasons why businesses live past the average age of 40 is cash flow, not profitability.
Go ahead, David. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, profitability is different cash, and most people understand that. But businesses that live to be 100, 200, 300 years old understand that cash is as important, if not more important, than profitable, and there is a difference.
Right.
People should do the same thing with their home. They should have cash that they can get to if they need it.
Cash is king, as they say.
That's right.
David, I want to go back. I've been a business owner for 30 years of my life. I sold a couple of businesses a few years ago. Nowhere at the level that your company has been in terms of years, first of all, and second of all, in terms of size. Just small little companies in the insurance and mortgage business. And
entrepreneurship, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's it. You know, the American dream, my dear friend, the American dream. But I heard you say that, you know, number one, you're holding your folks accountable, but you're empowering them. But the first thing that hit me is when you talked about your European director broke one of your core values and you terminated him. Now, maybe that played okay in Europe and the European area if he's overseas, but brother, I got to believe if you did that in the United States, you'd have a lawsuit coming down your path. Have you seen that happen when you've done these type of things, or they just understand this is what's going to happen? I mean, we as employers are terrified of that. How have you handled that?
Yes, I mean, no, typically, I haven't, well, first of all, I've not had to do it hardly ever, only a handful of times, because they know what we stand for. I would do it no matter what my legal people told me, because it's the right thing to do, and if it did cost me money, again, going back, what does David Armstrong, the family, stand for Armstrong? And there's ethical values, and we will put our money behind that to back. And if I don't do it because I'm afraid I'm going to lose money, or I don't do it because I need that guy who's really talented, that's the wrong answer. And the people see that, and then they go, you don't really believe in what you say. Actions speak louder than words. And so you have to do that. You cannot be. Just like when I put a corporate chaplain in the company, and I have two, and then I built a church, People are going, you can't do that. My legal general counsel is going, we really can't do that. We're going to get sued. I haven't had one complaint in 4 years.
Wow.
Where are you physically located, David? I'm sorry, I didn't mention that.
Well, we're everywhere. But that particular site is in Michigan, where all the problems are occurring with the auto industry.
Uh-huh.
We have them out in Boise, Idaho, Salt Lake City, New Jersey, China, India. We're all over the place. Mexico, Canada.
And what's the primary product that your company manufactures?
What we're probably best known for is anything to do with steam, like steam traps, anything to help, which is basically an energy-saving or environmental-protecting device. But it's been around. We've been doing it since 1900.
Mm-hmm. All right. By the way, we've got a breaking news alert coming from Fox. Pelosi is now quoted as saying, "I won't have anything else to say about the CIA." we can't allow that in America to have the Speaker of the House tell us she's not going to talk about that anymore. We got her in a box. She's trapped.
Yeah.
Isn't this when Obama, I mean, honest to God, isn't this when Obama should come out and say, "Miss Pelosi, this is unacceptable. You can't just decide to shut up."
He's not going to do that. David mentioned that earlier in the conversation. He's not going to do that. I mean, you know, it's not going to happen. However, David, I got to tell you, and I'm going to take a little different tact on you, I hope she stays the heck in. Personally, I do. I mean, I hope she stays in so the United States sees more of her stupid moves and sees how stupid this government is right now. And hopefully, God willing, you know, when the next election comes around, we can boot these people out. I personally like having her out there to show her level of stupidity. It's kind of like Biden.
I know I kind of agree with what you're saying with one thing. I'm a study of human nature, and quite frankly, most of the people today that voted for President Obama or this group, still a lot of them, not all, but still a lot of them think they're doing fine. You got your head in the sand? Well, he promised change. What kind of change? And did he keep his word? Well, he promised change, and that's as far as they go. They don't think it through. And
right.
You're assuming they're going to notice these things that she's going to do, the stupidity act she's going to do. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm not sure that all the American public's going to figure it out.
I'm sorry to say, and you know what, and I have a saying, and I hope I don't, well, here it is. God must love stupid people because he created a whole bunch of them. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, it just...
David Armstrong has been our guest this hour. His book is called Hanging by a Thread, The Erosion of the Golden Rule in America. We'd like to have you back sometime, David. You're a great guest and very like-minded to what I think Americans need to hear. We need to hear hope. We need to hear motivation. Maybe you ought to run for president in 12, huh? You're the conservative Christian hope that we need in this country.
And I would not be able to function probably because of the way the whole thing's set up. I mean, that's the problem. There's a lot of good people there don't want to run because you can't make any. It'd be hard to make a difference. But we'll talk. Hey, all I can say is let's put God back on the currency. Let's put it back in the education, and let's put it back, you know, into our lives. That's when this country was great. Let's stand for something, just like
Amen.
We stand for our armed forces on Monday. I mean, you know, come on.
Exactly, exactly.
Hey, invite me back, guys. I'd love to come back and talk with you.
Thanks, David.
David Armstrong is our guest again. The book is Hanging by a Thread, The Erosion of the Golden Rule in America, and we'll have David back. David, I don't know if you've been to the website, maxworldlive.com, but you're now a member of the tribe. And if people go to that website, they've got your picture and your bio and anything like that. If you want us to add a blog to that, let us know. We want to keep up on you as our listeners want to learn more about you.
Can I be an honorary hillbilly?
You can.
You can, baby. You're there with me.
I'm just white trash, and he's a hillbilly, so we work out real well.
There you go. Love it.
All right, David Armstrong, thank you very much. A little bit before the hour of 10 o'clock, tell me who we've got coming up in the next hour.
We have Chris.
We got a good guy.
We got Chris Slatterly, and I'm saying this wrong.
Butchering a name? Mighty guy?
I know. Chris Slattery.
Wow.
Chris Slattery founded Expectant Mother Care, also known as EMC, Frontline Pregnancy Centers, in 1985 in the Manhattan area. Okay? And he's... talking about U.S. More pro-life than pro-choice. Where are we moving to? Are we more now on the pro-life side? Because it used to be pro-choice took the lead, and Chris is going to talk about that. And I'm convinced this is going to be a hot subject because everybody knows where the rooster stands on this, and I'm convinced everybody knows where Max stands on this. This could
and
be
we
a,
don't stand in the same place.
We don't stand in the same place.
He's a baby killer, and I'm not.
No, I didn't. See, there you go again. Look, 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 look. We'll get Chris on. We're going to listen to what he has to say. I know he's helping some folks, and there's some positive things that he's doing. Okay, there are some positive things that he's doing, but I'm certain we're going to have a little bit of a back-and-forth debate. All right, Mac? Back-and-forth debate up after the break.
How do you debate killing babies? I'm sorry. We need to take a break. Sorry. You're right. Okay. Anybody got a water balloon? Yeah. I'm going to get him all wet.
I'm going to waterboard him. That's what I'm going to do.
It's maxworldlive.com. And if I haven't told you lately, we love our job, so thanks for listening. It's Rooster McRoberts and J. Michael McCoy in maxworldlive.com.
This is Max World Live at maxworldlive.com.
Hi, this is Sam Acheson of Acheson Auto Works. Did you know that we've been serving our customers in Des Moines and surrounding suburbs since 1947? Yep, we like to call ourselves the professional repairers. Why? Because we're not a dealership. We don't sell cars. Repairing cars is not a sideline for us. It's our specialty. That's all we do. Now, I'm not picking on the dealerships. They're gorgeous facilities, way nicer than mine. But who do you think pays for those nice buildings? So you want to buy a new car or truck, you need warranty repairs, go to a dealership. After that, do yourself and your checkbook a favor. When your vehicle needs service or body work, drop the dealership, forget the franchise, align yourself with Acheson Auto Works. We have thousands of customers in Central Iowa. We'd like you for our customer, too. We won't let you down, I promise. We're Acheson Auto Works at 8000 University Boulevard in Clive.
Our reputation is your guarantee. Acheson Auto Works, you'll agree. You can trust Acheson Auto Works.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.